Good morning, everyone. My name is Brenda, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to Vesta's second quarter 2013 earnings conference call. Vesta issued its quarterly report on Friday, July 26, 2013. If you did not receive a copy via email, please do not hesitate to contact us in New York City at 646-284-9406. Before we begin the call today, I would like to remind you that forward-looking statements made during today's conference do not account for future economic circumstances, industry conditions, and company performance and financial results. These statements are subject to a number of risks and uncertainties. All figures herein are prepared in accordance with IFRS and are stated in nominal U.S. dollars unless otherwise noted. Joining us today from Vesta in Mexico City is Lorenzo Berho, Chief Executive Officer and Chairman of Vesta, and Juan Sutil, CFO of Vesta. And I will now like to turn the conference over to Mr. Berho. Thank you, sir. You may begin.
Thank you very much, Brenda, and good morning, everyone. Thank you for your interest in Vesta and for participating in our conference call to discuss the second quarter 2013 results. This quarter saw Vesta complete key transactions that position us to continue on our path of sustainable and profitable growth, as well as to further underline our leadership in the Mexican industrial real estate sector. I am pleased to acknowledge that on June 26th, the company successfully completed a primary and a secondary follow-on offering, raising $198 million in new capital, including the overallotment and green shoe options. This global offering provides us with the funds necessary to execute our development pipeline, which will increase the size and quality of our industrial portfolio. With this step, management will focus in the accretive deployment of our capital. Another key development, which we announced early this month, is the signing of a 25-year trust agreement with Nissan to build a supplier's park adjacent to their new Aguascalientes manufacturing plant. The project will initially host 7 suppliers within 5 buildings, encompassing a total GLA of 1.6 million square feet. This first phase of the project implies an investment of $57 million in total. Vesta will finance the construction of this complex by using its own resources and will receive the right to collect the rent from the lease agreements to be signed with the suppliers. Nissan is the largest car manufacturer in Mexico, and close to 70% of its production is exported to more than 100 countries. It also has a 25% market share in Mexico, being the highest in the industry. This agreement further solidifies Vesta's leadership within Mexico's automotive supply chain, and we're excited to begin this new partnership with Nissan. We have also delivered 9 buildings which were under construction with a total gross leasable area of 1.2 million square feet. Our vacancy rate increased to 12.1% with this addition from 9.9% in first quarter 2013, mainly due to the incorporation of our new inventory buildings to the gross leasable area. The vacancy rate of the existing portfolio remained without change at 9.8%. Additionally, we acquired a facility in the city of Tijuana leased by Thomson Industries, a manufacturing machinery related with the tool processing industry. The total leasable area is 1,000, 55,000 square feet, and it is a 7-year U.S. dollar denominated lease. During the second quarter of 2013, we delivered solid results. Our revenues reached $14.45 million, an increase of 11.78% compared to the $12.93 million in the second quarter of 2012. Our NOI was approximately $13.82 million with a 95.63% margin, compared to $11.88 million and a 91.88% margin in the second quarter of last year. We continue to follow our strategy, prioritizing development in the markets with the highest growth rates in the country. Our management is highly focused on delivering results through the signing of high-quality leases in order to continue generating stable cash flows. We're optimistic about Mexico's macroeconomic fundamentals. The country has become the world's fourth largest auto exporter, and it is expected that the foreign direct investment will reach $35 to $40 billion this year. Be sure that we are working hard to continue to build the most modern and high-quality industrial portfolio in Mexico. I will now turn the call over to Juan Sotil, our CFO, who will provide greater detail on our financial results.
Thank you, Lorenzo. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us today to discuss our results for the second quarter 2013. Vesta's results demonstrated our position in Mexico as a leading pure-play industrial real estate developer as we continue to emphasize growth with high-quality and sustainable buildings. I would like to point out that the consolidated financial and operating information outlined below is based on accounts prepared in accordance with the IFRS issued by the International Accounting Standards Board and corresponds to the comparison of the results obtained in the second quarter of 2013 with the same period in the previous year. Vesta's rental revenue reached $14.45 million during the second quarter 2013 compared to $12.93 million recorded in the second quarter of 2012. Our revenue growth stems from four factors. First, an increase of $2.01 million related to rentals of space that were vacant in the second quarter of last year. An increase of $0.39 million related to the inflationary adjustments made in the second quarter 2013 on property already rented. And an increase in rental income of $0.27 million due to the effect of a conversion of rental income denominated in pesos to dollars. And an increase of $290,000 in expenses incurred on behalf of our clients, which were reimbursed by clients and recorded as part of rental income. However, the increase in revenues during the second quarter of this year was partially offset by several factors, which include a decrease of $1.32 million related to lease agreements that expired and were not renewed during the second quarter of 2013, and two, a decrease of $120,000 related to lease agreements which were renewed during the second quarter 2013 at a lower rental rate. Operating costs during the second quarter 2013 amounted to $0.81 million, a decrease of $0.32 million or 28.2% from the $1.12 million in the second quarter of 2012. Of this decrease, $0.42 million or 39.9% is directly related to the investment properties rented that generated rental income. The cost in the second quarter of 2013 was $630,000 compared with $1.05 million in the second quarter of 2012. This decrease was primarily attributable to an increase of $160,000 in property taxes. Starting this year, the company began accruing the property taxes on a quarterly basis, while in 2012, said property taxes were recorded when paid. an increase of 0.01 million in maintenance costs, an increase of 0.01 million in insurance. Other property-related expenses decrease 0.24 million, and the property management fee decreased by 0.36 million as Desarrolladora Vesta management agreement was terminated, and all the activities previously performed by Desarrolladora are now done by Vesta Management, a fully owned subsidiary of the company. In addition, the direct operating cost from investment properties that did not generate rental income during the year increased 0.10 million or 141.3%. The increase is mainly explained by an increase in $0.06 million in property taxes, which are paid in pesos, and an increase of $0.04 million in rental taxes and park maintenance fee for our land reserve properties. Vesta gross profit totaled a gain of $13.65 million in the second quarter 2013, compared to a gain of $11.81 million in the second quarter of 2012. Administrative costs for the second quarter of 2013 amounted to $1.12 million, increasing $0.44 million from US $68,000 reported in the same quarter last year. Administrative costs were mainly impacted by the salaries and expenses of personnel management hired by the new subsidiary, and the increase of $0.01 million in fees related to the listing of Corporación Inmobiliaria Vesta in the Mexican Securities and other expenses related to that purpose, an increase in external valuation fees of $0.02 million. Such increases were partially offset by decreases in commissions formerly paid to Desarrolladora Vesta and in legal and audit costs. Depreciation during the second quarter reached $0.02 million compared with $0.01 million in the same quarter of 2012. EBITDA for the quarter increased to $12.53 million or 12.6% from the $11.13 million in the second quarter of 2012. Other income and expenses in the second quarter of 2013 amounted to a loss of $12.12 million compared to an income of $0.65 million in the second quarter of 2012. The decrease is primarily explained by the decrease in the gain on the revaluation of our property and increase in the expense generated from the effect of variation in the peso-dollar exchange rate in our peso cash balances and in the U.S. dollar debt in one of our subsidiaries. The assessment of the second quarter of 2013 shows a gain of $3.48 million compared with a profit of $10.35 million in the second quarter of 2012. This assessment was made in June 2013 and reflects the condition of the real estate market observed at this time. At the end of the second quarter of this year, the value of our $96 million portfolio was $823.67 million, including land reserves of $54.68 million, and had 13.27 million square feet, or 1.2 million square meters, of gross leasable area, and a vacancy rate of 0.31%. In comparison, at the end of the first quarter of this year, the portfolio was valued at $782.72 million, including land reserves of $48.10 million, and had 12.1 million square feet, or 1.1 million square meters. During the second quarter 2013, income taxes amounted to $390,000 compared with $11.76 million recorded in the same quarter last year. Income taxes for the second quarter amounted to an expense of $8.67 million compared to an income tax expense of $6.49 million in the second quarter 2012. This increase is primarily due to the difference in deferred taxes between the quarters ended June 2013 and June 2012. Vesta's profit at the close of the second quarter of 2013 amounted to a loss of $8.27 million compared to a gain of $5.26 million in the second quarter of 2012. Vesta also had an exchange difference on translation of $7.7 million in the second quarter of this year compared to a gain of $600,000 on the second quarter 2012. Vesta total comprehensive loss in the second quarter of this year was $570,000 compared to a gain of $5.91 million in the second quarter of the previous year, as it reflects the foreign exchange variation in the capital accounts of WTN, one of our subsidiaries. Turning to Vesta's balance sheet, cash and cash equivalent, which is comprised of cash, bank deposits, and financial investments, amounted to $6.7 million by the end of the second quarter of 2013, compared to a $36.9 million recorded for the full year 2012. The product of our base rents charged to tenants acts as the main factor reflecting cash flow generation in the second quarter of this year. Operating activities generated cash flow of $15.51 million and $17.42 million during the second quarter of 2013 and 2012, respectively. Cash flow generated by the activities of the company in the second quarter of 2013 was mainly affected by an increase in recoverable taxes, total $6.6 million, mostly related to value-added tax and the payment of taxes of 2012. CapEx during the second quarter of 2013 amounted to $17.53 million, as investment activities were primarily related to payments corresponding to the progress in the constructions of new buildings in Bajío and Toluca and the acquisitions of one property in Tijuana. As of the second quarter in 2013, Vesta total outstanding debt reached $322.33 million, of which 3% or $8.35 million is related to short-term debt, while during last year the debt amounted to $313.98 million or 97%, representing by long-term debt in contracts with General Electric. All the debt is owed to GE Capital and is guaranteed by a trust which is tied to most of our income properties as well as the rental revenue derived from outstanding contracts. As of June 2013, 100% of our debt was denominated in U.S. dollars. The second quarter of 2013 results underscore our ability to expand profitably within the Mexican market. We look forward to the remainder of the year, during which we will continue to execute our proven business model and seek new opportunities for growth, allowing us to create more value for our shareholders. At this point, I would like to open the floor for questions and answers session. Operator, could you please take any questions?
Certainly. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, if you would like to ask a question, press star and then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, please press star and then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. One moment while we hold for any questions. And one more moment while we hold to see if there are any questions. Again, that is star and then the number 1 on your keypad. Okay, one more moment while we hold to see if there are any questions. That is star 1 on your keypad if you have a question at this time. And our first question comes from the line of Rogelio Uturia with Actinver. Please proceed with your question.
Hello, good morning, Lorenzo and Juan. Congratulations on the result and also congratulations on the success of your recent follow-on. I have one question regarding the status of your largest property in Tijuana, the one that you mentioned in your press release. My question is this the former Unisolar property? And also, could you provide some color on the new contract? When do you expect, are you going to close this agreement? Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Rogelio. And it's nice to hear your voice, and thank you for participating in our conference. As you recall, that property in Tijuana was leased to Unisolar, and that was who went bankruptcy in June last year, and we disclosed that previous to our IPO in our prospect. And we have been working really hard on that, and we do have a client ready to go, which I cannot disclose the name right now, but we already signed the LOI with them. And that is going to be, this is pretty much very close to be signed, I would say, in the next 10 days. And that is a very important step. It took a little further because of the size and the specification of the building. The building is a great quality building. And the only thing I can tell you at this point is that this company is a much, much, much better company with a high quality company and a great tenant to include in our portfolio.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Lawrence.
Thank you, Rogelio.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, if you wish to ask a question at this time, please press star and then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from the line of Tofi Daim with Banamex. Please proceed with your question.
Yes, hello. My question is about the EBITDA margins. I mean, this was the highest EBITDA margin since Vesta is a public company, and I just wanted to know if this is sustainable and where can we expect margins to be going forward. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Our EBITDA margin is quite attractive. All in all, I do think they are sustainable margins in terms of EBITDA. I would also like to point out our attractive NOI operating results. In NOI, they are a little bit higher than I expected them, but EBITDA, yes, EBITDA, an EBITDA of 86% should be sustainable. NOI came out to be 95.6%. I believe that 94-93% are more representative of our results, but we'll keep you posted.
Okay, that's very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, it seems we have no questions at this time. I would like to turn the call back over to Mr. Berho for closing remarks.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Brenda. Now, just an additional comment to Rogelio's question. I would say that once we sign this lease in Tijuana, our total vacancy will be a little over 9%, including the inventory buildings that were incorporated to our portfolio base recently because they were delivered. Sorry to just complement that question. And with this, I would like to thank you very much for participating in Vesta's 2013 second quarter conference call. We look forward to speaking with you again when we release our third quarter 2013 results. However, if you have any questions in the meantime, please do not hesitate to contact our investor relations department with any questions. Thank you and have a great day. Bye-bye.